Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Speak my word with your life. Follow me, yes, it's all right. I'm your way, your truth, your life. Oh, speak my word.
Good day, everyone. My name is Ada, and I'm speaking to you from Bournemouth in the south of England. Today, we'll be reflecting on John chapter 8 from verses 21 to 30. Allow me to read it to you. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He's not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" He said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me, because I always do what is pleasing to him." Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. Reflecting on the gospel of today, we see how the Pharisees, who were privileged to see and be taught by Jesus, the Son of Man, took his message at surface level. They kept on questioning the identity of Jesus and could not wholeheartedly receive the Word of God. The meaning of the Word of God was hidden from them because they failed to listen and understand on a deeper level what the Word of God meant and was for them. The Pharisees were known for paying a great deal of attention to outward actions and appearances that make one appear righteous rather than being righteous at heart. Christ wants us to reflect on his words and understand the deeper meaning of his will for our life. He wants us to meditate on his word and find out what it means for us today. I sometimes behave like the Pharisees, where I just take the word of God at surface level. That is, I do not fully grasp the privilege and grace of being a child of God. I get extremely happy when I get what I want from God, and struggle when I do not. I may read my Bible but do not reflect on what the Word of God means to me, or sometimes just rely only on other people's interpretation of God's message, which can sometimes be skewed or taken out of context. This Lent, Jesus wants us to spend time in prayer. He wants every one of us to receive the Word of God in our hearts and not rely on superficial or even presumed important meanings. He wants us to be open to the prompting and leading of the Holy Spirit as we spend time building our relationship and learning with him. The Pharisees asked Jesus, "Who are you?" Reflecting on this, I wondered how Jesus may have felt. He has revealed himself to the people, spoken about his relationship with the Father, healed the sick, preached the good news, and did good all his life. Yet they continued to question or were unaware of his identity. I recently was admitted into hospital, and I realized that whilst I was lying in the hospital bed, I momentarily lost touch with who God is. I forgot about his grace, unconditional love, and the relationship we had built over the years. I just focused on my pain and why God did not care too much for me. I did not remember to give thanks for my life or who God is and just wallowed in misery. God wanted me to come to an understanding of who He is and has always been to me. He also wanted me to know the truth of whose I am or who I am as a child of God. The truth is that if I don't have any understanding of who Christ is to me and who He is, I will continuously take our relationship for granted and not fully understand the greatness of the need to be totally reliant on Christ. I need to understand and continuously remember who Jesus is and whose I am to continuously see the glory of God in my life. We can develop this by spending more time in prayer, doing Bible study or Lectio Divina, and volunteering to serve the poor. As we go about our lives today, let us take some time to pray and meditate on God's Word. Reflect on who God is to you and who you are as sons and daughters of Christ. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.